Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on India's rising economic strength and the significance of the sovereign credit rating upgrade. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
Indian economy's progress has been spectacular over the last decade. Another feature in its cap was added recently when the Japan Credit Rating Agency, JCR, upgraded India's long-term foreign currency and local currency issuer ratings from BBB+ to A-. It has also raised India's country ceiling by one notch to A. To understand what this upgrade means economically, the factors that led to it, and other related issues, economic analyst A.K. Bhattacharya now joins me in Akashvani's Insights program. Mr. Bhattacharya, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me here.
Mr. Bhattacharya, I'll start with a very basic question. What exactly does moving up from a B to an A category mean? What changes for India with this upgrade?
Well, as you know, that Japan Credit Rating Agency is among few other international rating agencies like Fitch, Moody's, and Standard & Poor's, who rate sovereign countries and their credit risks. With the case of the Japan Credit Rating Agency, India was rated at B. Now, it has been upgraded by a notch to A-. What it meant earlier, from the Japan Credit Rating Agency's point of view, it meant that the country had adequate capacity to repay its debts. It had a moderate risk, but its investment grade was just the beginning, the lowest investment grade. So now, once the Japan Credit Rating Agency upgrades India to the next level, which is A-, which means it is a low-risk country and it has got a strong capacity to meet commitments.
So the last time India was assigned an A by a rating agency was way back in 1988. That was Moody's. Since then, we have been in the B category, and now the JCR has upgraded us to an A-. How significant is this upgrade coming as it does after more than three decades?
Well, the steady work in progress, I would say, in the last 35 years of India's reforms journey, when India had an unprecedented balance of payments and fiscal crisis in 1991. Since then, the governments of the past have taken several steps to reform the Indian economy in a manner that today we have reached a point our credit rating is not only investment grade, but with the Japan Credit Rating Agency, it is a notch higher.
Now, the present global economic scenario is witnessing uncertainty, geopolitical tensions, and higher energy prices. So, what are the factors that set India apart and led to this upgrade?
There are three or four key developments that Japan Credit Rating Agency took note of. The number one was India's sustained economic growth, which has been over 7% for the last several years, particularly post-COVID. Actually, for the last 2-3 years, it has been 8% plus. So that is one factor which they have taken note of. The second factor they have taken note of is the manner in which India's taxation reform, particularly in the goods and services tax, have begun paying dividends in terms of higher revenues. The revenues have been buoyant. And number three is the manner in which the digital public infrastructure of the Indian economy is playing a very positive and supportive role to enhancing efficiency and improving productivity. Is that the balance sheet of the government as well as of the corporate and the banking entities are in good shape. The fiscal deficit is following a certain trajectory. They have taken note of the fact that the government, the union government particularly, has committed itself to reducing its debt to 50% of GDP by 2030-31. The states are also doing their best to bring down their debt level and also keep a check on fiscal deficit. So on the whole, the Japan Credit Rating Agency, their analysts must have sensed greater comfort. They felt that it is a low-risk country. Its repayment capacity is very strong. So that's a broad message credit rating upgrade sends out.
Like you just said, that JCR's upgrade is a recognition of India's 7% plus GDP growth. And it has also said that private consumption remains robust amid personal income tax cuts and reduction in GST rates that you also just mentioned. So no doubt the Modi government's policy measures have played a very crucial role in this upgrade.
Yes, the government's policy measures in one and launching GST, which was a major reform. And over the years, in the last 9 years of GST, we have seen the rationalization efforts being underway. And the rationalization process has given GST collections a boost of sorts. And plus, what it also indicates is that the government has also taken many other reforming steps, whether it is the case of insolvency and bankruptcy code, or whether it's a question of real estate regulatory reform, or whether it is introducing and strengthening the digital public infrastructure. And of course, commitment to fiscal consolidation path, adhering to a fiscal consolidation path that gives hope and confidence to domestic international investors that the country's ability to repay its meet its obligations are not in doubt.
India's country ceiling has also been raised by one notch to A by JCR. What does this mean and what effect will this have on our economy?
Well, what it means is that India is now not at the lowest rung of the investment rating. Like Moody's and S&P, we are at the lowest rung of the investment rating. Now, this rating is a notch above the investment rating, which means that there are a lot of global investing institutions which will take a look at the Indian markets, the Indian paper, Indian debt stock, wherein they will like to consider India as a destination for their investment flows. So, which essentially means that India's overall foreign investment and the balance of payment situation should look a little more comfortable, in the sense that already we are seeing our current account deficit for the first quarter of the current financial year is just around 0.5% of GDP. But we are experiencing balance of payment deficit because of stock market investors from abroad are pulling their money out. So now once this rating upgrade has taken place, there is a strong possibility of international investors in Indian paper and Indian debt paper, Indian instruments, that will go up, which will mean that there will be increased flow of foreign investments, therefore foreign exchange. So it will essentially plug the balance of payment gap, which the country right now experiences. That is number one. And number two is this, that the foreign exchange reserves, which have already seen a record level of $729 billion, will also see a bigger push, because these money will come in and India's ability to finance its imports will be even more comfortable. Right now, $729 billion essentially means around 11 months of import cover. Now, if the reserves level go up as a result of the credit upgrade and therefore more money coming in, this will create a kind of a virtuous circle by when there are chances of other agencies like Moody's and Standard & Poor's looking at the Indian economy and its fundamentals, considering an upgrade there as well.
What you've just told me is no doubt very heartening news. And as former chairman of the 15th Finance Commission, N.K. Singh has said, he in fact recently, just after this news came out, he called the JCR upgrade a magical moment for India. He also said that the move has reflected the strength of center-state partnership. Now, for the benefit of our listeners, can you further explain the role of a strong center-state partnership in the present development?
There is no doubt that the center-state relationship in this regard will have to be strengthened. Right now, what is happening is, while the union government is on a trajectory where its fiscal deficit are coming down year on year, its debt levels are also coming down. But when we see the states' debt level are not in that kind of declining trajectory. Their fiscal deficit levels, if you look at the last 1 year's figures, they have every quarter, we have seen an increase in those deficit levels. Some states are performing well, but if you look at the combined figure, the total figure of all the states, 30 states, 6 or 7 union territories, you see that the streak of fiscal consolidation, with deficit being kept under check and debt being reduced, that streak is less pronounced when it comes to states at aggregate level. Whereas in the center, so therefore, the center and the states must come together, and maybe there should be greater fiscal compact between the center and the states, where the center understands the state's problems and the state's response to the India's sovereign responsibilities of improving the country's overall sovereign rating and going in that direction. So you do need proper relationship and a healthy relationship where the center and the state both work towards the prosperity, growth, and stability of the country.
Now, while pointing to many positives of the Indian economy, JCR also flagged that general government debt, including state government debt that you're just talking about, you know, and the associated interest burden remains high. So why is this cause a concern not just for the rating agency, but also for the government?
It should cause concern for both the rating agencies as also for the states, because the rating agencies are looking at the state, the sovereign's ability to repay those debts. So therefore, the rating agencies are definitely impacted when they make an assessment of the country's risks. But for the center and the states, elevated levels of debt is also a cause for real concern, because if you are not been able to keep a check on your debt levels, then what happens is that your ability to reduce fiscal deficit is also constrained. Not only that, you are probably burdening the next generation with responsibilities and liabilities that they are not responsible for. So therefore, there is an intergenerational issue. There is also an issue about how you keep debts under check on a declining trajectory so that your fiscal deficit over the next few years are kept under check and stay within the targeted levels of maybe 3.5% or 4%. Right now, the center's fiscal deficit is around 4.3%, which is the targeted figure for the current year. And the state's combined level should have been 2.5%, but we are nowhere near that 2.5% of GDP for the states.
Does upgrade suggest that investors are becoming more confident that India can reduce its debt burden relative to GDP without sacrificing growth?
I don't think it's an either-or situation. Growth is a goal that can never be compromised. As a matter of fact, if the country can achieve higher growth, it only helps the country to reduce the debt burden. Because please remember, debt is always measured in terms of percentage of the size of the economy. So therefore, when you are talking about 50% of GDP should be the debt level for the center, if India keeps growing at a faster rate, it will only mean that achieving that 50% target will be easier, be more difficult if we cannot grow fast enough. So therefore, growth and debt reduction, they both go hand in hand. And if growth is ensured, higher growth is achieved, then debt reduction goals will also be easier to achieve. So therefore, the rating agencies are also acutely conscious of this phenomenon, of this cycle, and which is why they are focused more on risks as well as growth and the debt levels of the country.
So what does India need to continue doing to not only retain this upgraded rating, but even go another notch up?
Well, I think the path of policy reform should be pursued with greater vigor. We have already seen how taxation reforms have given us rich dividends in terms of not only tax buoyancy, but also increased tax coverage. We have seen how rationalization of taxes, GST particularly, have not led to a decline in tax collections, but on the contrary, an increase in tax collections. We also need to give bigger push to our overall policy support system for the MSMEs, and that would include tariff reforms, which the government is already committed to. As a matter of fact, the government is committed to reducing most of its tariffs to single digit by 2028. There is need for a more friendly bilateral investment treaty, as a result of which the foreign investors feel more assured and safe in investing in our country. So there are a host of reform issues that need to be tackled so that this virtuous cycle of better fiscal consolidation, more reforms leading to better credit rating becomes into a virtuous cycle, and we keep getting the benefits of reforms in every possible way.
Mr. A.K. Bhattacharya, thank you so much for joining Akashvani's Insights program and sharing your views on this issue.
Thank you very much for having me here.
You were listening to a discussion on India's rising economic strength and the significance of the sovereign credit rating upgrade. The participants were A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official.
Insights.